We're having a conversation that I think is very important. Parents and family, friends, also all of us need to be able to lean into this conversation that's happening right now. This is relating to child safety when it comes to online and how we protect our children and what's happening online. And this is something that we see in small moments. Think about the last time you posted a picture of your child online, and it may have been a WhatsApp story or something that you posted on Instagram. This is something that you do often, right? And you may have seen many people do it often, but you've also seen a group of people that always have an emoji of sorts in front of their children's face. And I always ask myself, what do they know that I don't know relating to having their children's pictures online? And I've got a message from someone on the WhatsApp line saying, I tend to post my child on WhatsApp stories instead of larger platforms of like Instagram or Facebook. Well, joining us on the line this afternoon is Christelle van der Merwe from Mimecast. She's a Senior Director of Customer Operations, and she's going to really help us unpack what that means, what are some of the things we need to look out for? And of course, what are some of the things that we can do to ensure that we protect our children at all costs while still enjoying the beauty of social media? Christelle, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Drive 3 to 6.
Thank you so much for having me, Horsey.
Christelle, I mean, this is a conversation that most parents don't think it's relating to them. A lot of times when you think about cyber crimes and anything relating to the internet, you usually think it's going to happen to people furthest away from you. But this is proving to be something very real. Maybe paint a picture for us. Someone is posting a picture innocently of their child going back to school, doing some sport things, and we're saying there's some risks associated with it. What are some of those risks that one might encounter when posting pictures of their children online?
Well, like you said, a lot of people think, you know, that cybercrime is this foreign thing that just happens to other people. But it's a real risk with our children online. And thinking about when we talk about sharing of information and pictures and platforms, we're often not thinking about who can see that, what are the privacy.
Oh, Christelle, I'm so sorry, I seem to be struggling with your line ever so slightly. I'm not sure if you're able to perhaps move from the headset or two headsets, but I was getting a gist of what you're saying in terms of those privacy settings that we sometimes are not so privy to in terms of what we're doing there. Maybe you can continue from there.
Sure, Cozy, I've switched lines. Is that helpful?
Sounds
a little bit?
Perfect, thank you.
Perfect, okay. Yeah, so what I was chatting about was thinking about privacy settings. So a lot of people don't know that social media networks have privacy settings and that you can actually make sure that those photos that you share of your children are only available to your trusted friends and family. That, of course, doesn't stop people from taking screenshots and, you know, all those kinds of things. So you've also got to be aware of what you share. You know, is my child in front of their school? Am I sharing what their hobby is? And you know, things that people can pick up and start grooming children and know what they're interested in. There's all kinds of risk that people don't think about when you're exposing your child in an online presence.
Sure. And I think what you're saying is so true. You know, I think about so many moments where I've seen family, friends, my sister, and she would just be able to share things about my niece, which I always love the update. But you don't really think about, man, there's probably someone out there. Do you think that's one of the reasons why parents underestimate the dangers of sharing their children's pictures online?
I think that is one of the dangers why they underestimate, you know, because they think it's only available to trusted friends and family. But what we need to remember is everything you post on the internet is permanent, right? So, and you've also got to remember to check the terms and conditions on some of these social media sites. Some of them have terms and conditions that give them the right to copy the photos of your video and of your videos and the photos that you've posted. So you've got to be very careful around which platforms you use and how you share that content and what the settings are that you will allow, especially when it comes to exposing your children online. You know, there's so many dangers out there that we don't think about. People looking for loopholes. Where do you live? What do your kids do? You know, and even there's all kinds of things that you can do to protect yourself around that. And the biggest message really is think before you post. you know, do I want people external to see this? And if I don't, let me make sure that I have my privacy settings in place, that I'm protecting myself. And also, would my child be okay with seeing this in 5 years or 10 years, et cetera, et cetera? So, you know, you're trying to also protect what your child's privacy. And there's a lot of laws around data privacy and also laws around protecting children that we have to be aware of.
I'd love to hear more about those laws. But before I do, I mean, Christelle, it almost feels like with what you're saying right now, think about what I'm posting and all these different steps that you're sharing, which I'm sure are very helpful. But it almost feels like, man, that feels like it's for a certain group of people. There's nothing that I have in my life. I mean, I don't have a million rand company or a multi-million rand company that people could be looking for me. Why is it so important for everyone, period, and not just like for a specific class of people or group of financial backing of people?
Yes, I think that's maybe one of the misperceptions that everybody thinks cybercrime is this business that only focuses on large corporations. You know, 59% of global organizations, and that's large and small, say that cyber attacks are becoming increasingly sophisticated. And you won't believe how many small businesses and small-time people get hit by these kinds of attacks, which can be devastating. So cybercrime is not just for large organizations. It's for schools. It's for small businesses. It's prevalent in every part of our society. And one of the biggest businesses in the world is stealing money from people. And that certainly comes down to how do I bully someone? How do I get information? How do I find a way to socially engineer something so that I can get into a business? And there's lots of what we can also speak about in a further conversation is, you know, looking at your children's devices and how people get into networks. There's all kinds of things to think about in your home security environment, but also in other environments where they're exposed to the internet. So at their school, you know, what is the school doing to protect their particular environment? There's all kinds of considerations that we have to take into account to make sure that our children are safe in the digital world.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, even when you're speaking about the protection of that network, I think that's something that a lot of us would be able to relate with. Okay, let's speak about those legal protections that's available for children. And I think I am guilty of not thinking about those moments where I'm like, man, how will my child feel seeing this photo in 5, 10, 15 years from now? I'm just thinking, man, they won't remember at all. But actually, that will exist for forever, like you rightfully said.
Forever, yeah.
What are the legal protections when it comes to the online sharing of children's images?
So there are legislations certainly in South Africa. So specifically, the one that is most prevalent around is the Personal Protection of Information Act, so the POPI Act. And there are a lot of considerations around what is shared, and particularly around personal information. And what's also very interesting to note is when posting pictures of children online, and parents are then responsible for protecting the identity and the privacy of that child. So nobody is actually allowed to post a picture of your child without your consent. So for example, if schools have sports days and all that kind of things, at some point a parent will sign a consent form if the school is going to post photos on their social media page or anything like that. So parents have got to be very aware of what their obligations are towards protecting their children and making sure that they know what they're getting into if they sign something to say that the pictures of their children can be posted online.
Christelle, I just want to jump in over here because you've seen this trend that's kind of growing in schools where more and more parents are now getting photos of their children in class where the teacher will take pictures during the day saying, okay, here they are, and they'll get these daily, weekly updates. Even in that platform where it's like a quote-unquote closed network group with parents and other caregivers, is it then still important that a parent signs in a form that gives that permission for the school to be able to do that? Or is it one of those things that is covered in the application form? Or should it be clearly stipulated that this is what you're signing?
It should be clearly stipulated. Like I said, in POPI, there are limitations on the sharing of children's personal information without parents' consent. So that right to privacy, to protect children from online harm, is really tied to their guardian. So it's vital for children development that privacy is protected. And parents and caregivers have to be in charge of that. They've got to take the measures and they've got to give permission for any material of their kids to be shared. So what most schools will do, for example, example, is they'll somewhere, you know, in the that's why you've always got to read the T's and C's, you know, that bit that we scroll through and then we just tick yes and we carry on.
Mm-hmm.
Always be very careful when you look at T's and C's. Also on social media platforms, what am I consenting to? Just to be sure that you are protecting your child and you're not exposing to them to any situation where something can be shared, where you have given consent and then you don't have any recourse to go back on it.
Look, I think this, I'm almost feeling like I could double click all the more into this conversation because there's so much to unpack. And I think a lot of us, this is something that's very real and close to our lives. But let's talk about a parent is listening right now. They're going, okay, I want to do a little bit better. What are some of the steps that a parent, a caregiver or family can take right now and take into consideration before posting photos of their children to protect their identity?
So, you know, I think what parents really need to consider is, you know, would my child be okay with this digital footprint that I'm creating? You know, I don't want to create a lack of trust. And imagine you post what you think is a really cute picture of your kid and some kid at school picks it up and turns it into the meme and this poor child is so embarrassed by something like this. So it's all about kind of digital care, you know, and also having open conversations with children around being careful about what they post. So kind of parents kind of could have a digital checklist, you know, make sure your devices are secure, make sure the settings are right, make sure the parental control is in, but also be mindful around what you post and what you put out there and what you are exposing your child to.
Let's say one is in a situation, a parent realizes that their children's photo is out there. They discover that there's a photo of their child that's been misused online, like you rightfully say, in a case of bullying that someone at school found it. What are some of the steps that a parent can take if they find themselves in that situation?
So if a child's image has been misused online without parental consent, that parent can immediately contact law enforcement and they can report the case. So there's also on a lot of social media platforms, you'll have a report button. So you can report that an image has been misused. But, you know, it's also very important to emphasize that parents shouldn't try and do anything illegal to try and address this. Because I know a lot of, you know, there's a lot of dads out there that might pick up a baseball bat and go after someone, you know. So follow the right channels, you know, see if you can report something and deal with it in a legal way if your child's image has been used in a way that you have not consented to. It is illegal.
Oh, man, this has been like great information. Christelle, thank you so much for chatting to us this afternoon. But before I let you go, I'm completely running out of time. We've been speaking about this from a perspective of the parent is the one sharing the images. The parent is in control and the parent is monitoring what images they post online. But what happens at that stage when our little one is of age where they start posting their own pictures, where they've got a phone now, they've got their social media accounts, they are tweens and they're starting to get some sort of a life. How can parents educate their children just in terms of, hey, you ought to be careful. You can't just post. Not everybody online is good. What are some of the things that parents can do to empower their children?
I think you hit the nail on the head with the word educate there, Bossy, and having a relationship of trust with your child and being able to have open conversations with them about what is online privacy. Think before you post. Do you really want this to be on the internet forever because it is permanence? So, you know, that might have a little light bulb. Do I really want this to be out there forever? What if I'm looking for a job one day and all these images are still coming up? Talking to kids about cyberbullying, talking to them about exploitation and grooming and the kinds of risks that are out there if some predator, you know, latches onto these pictures and decides to pretend to be their friend. And also, you know, helping them and teaching them about privacy settings, you know, making sure that you can restrict access to the child's information so other people can't see a lot about your child on that social media platform. But also, if you have that open conversation in a safe place for your child, you know, encourage them to seek help. If something happens that worries them or they're not sure about, that they can come to you and they can have a conversation with you in a safe place.
Yeah, 100%. Well, Christelle, this has been so informative. I'm sure there's many parents right now kind of taking a moment to pay attention to those privacy settings. Like you're rightfully saying, most, if not all, these social media platforms have that setting available. It's just a matter of us actually stepping into using it. Christelle, great chatting to you. I look forward to chatting to you again because I think this is one of those conversations, and now we've spoken about it in terms of us posting out, but there's also the danger of looking after our children in terms of what they're consuming. And I think on another day, we'll be able to continue this conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the conversation. It was really great chatting again.
Always great chatting to you. Christelle van der Merwe, who is from Mindcast, chatting to us about making sure that our children are safe online, which is something that a lot of us, when you think about it, it feels like, oh my goodness, it's this daunting thing. But actually, if anything, it's this moment to say, hey, let's take a moment and see what are some of the small things we can start to adjust in and around our lives, our social media usage, to ensure that our children are safe. Because like most things, you always think it's furthest away from us until it gets to the house, until it's close to us, and we realize, man, this is something we ought to take note of.